delighted to say that I am joined in studio today by Richard Kerr from Kilmacrenan, who's had a great couple of years of late, the Donegal rider winning the British Superstock 1000 title in 2023, and recently signing a deal that's going to enable him to compete in the Moto America Superstock 1000 Championship. So, Richard, first of all, let's just go back a little bit before we go forward. So tell us a little bit about the past year, success in Britain. You're certainly going from strength to strength. You must be delighted.
Yeah, thanks for having me on here today. So going back, yeah, racing the past few years have been real good. You know, we've done... Last year was my third season in the Superstock 1000 Championship. You know, after the first two good years, first year sort of learning, learning the bike, learning, you know, how to ride a big 1000cc. And then second year, you know, we had a good year. We finished fifth in the standings, which was really good. So when you coming into 23, that we had all the gear, we had all of, you know, what it took to win races. We just had to have a real good season. That's what we had.
Yeah, two wins and nine podiums during 2023. So we'll go back a little bit further. It's a sport that doesn't have a huge participation rate in counties like Donegal and indeed in much of the Republic. But where did you get the interest from as a youngster?
So it really goes all down to my dad. From when I was, you know, a very young age, even after I was born, I was straight away going to tracks, you know, just whenever he was away racing weekends. So I've always been around bikes, and again, it wasn't really a hesitation to when the time came. You know, I think I had my first, I did have my first quad when I was 2 years old, and then my first bike at 3 years old. So I don't know what Santa was bringing me those at that age for, because I didn't even, I don't know if I could even cycle a bike at that time, but you know how it goes. Dad was mad to get me onto the motorbike, so... And then when it, you know, 2 days after my sixth birthday, you know, that's the youngest you can race. So I went racing then motocross and have been at it since.
Yeah, so starting off with the motocross and then started, you know, tracks around the north in particular, take it in the beginning. So then at what age did you feel, you know, I can give this a real rattle?
It's hard to tell because I always, you know, when I did motocross, I did it all my life right up till 2013. And, you know, I was 13 years old when I kind of says decided I have to, you know, would try the short circuit racing, sorry. So it was getting too expensive to do both for my dad. You know, he was funding all of it. And we had a lot of local people here, you know, friends and some sponsors helping us too when I started the track racing at the start. And it got to a stage it was just too expensive to do both, because at this stage it was all just a hobby, you know. I mean, yeah, it still is like a hobby in a way, but there's a bit more money and... It's a bit more, it's a bit, we take a professional now, you know, but it was, yeah, probably kind of 2013, you know, I done my first year in the tarmac racing and I won the Irish and Ulster Championship. So it was kind of like, oh, well, I'm definitely better at this than the motocross racing. So it was at that, yeah, that's when I said, I'll take this, well, I'm good at something now, or so keep going.
So tell us a little bit about... during a typical season and the races for people, including myself, who aren't overly familiar about it, maybe see a little bit on television. Typically, how many laps would be involved in one of the Superstock races that you're doing, and what sort of speeds are you getting up to?
So some of the races, well, it depends on the length of the lap. So they normally work out as a half an hour race. So if a lap's shorter, there's more laps to it. So you're normally in around 18 laps would be quite average for the races. And yeah, the speeds, you know, the Honda Fireblade's a very fast bike. For even being only a Superstock bike, it still reaches, you know, has the potential to do 200 miles per hour. But for us on tracks, you know, you're pushing 175, 180. So it's quite fast.
Yeah, quite fast, certainly is. So next year, or coming up even sooner, this coming May, you're going to start... In America, there's going to be five rounds, and you'll also be eligible to contest the Superbike Championship over there. There's going to be a lot of travel, so you're going to be coming and going a little bit.
Yeah, there's definitely going to be a lot of traveling. You know, the flights, you know, to even get into this closer side of America on the east side, you know, there's still going to be 7-8 hour flights. So, But to be fair, I mean, if you're, you know, anyone involved in any kind of motorsport that goes over to the UK, you know, if you were to drive that journey, it would take 8 hours to get there, I'm sure, from boats and travel. So we're well used to traveling. It's just a flight at the end of the day. If you can get on a good move, it'll be fine. And it's going to be a big commitment from everyone on our behalf, you know, especially the team. And but we're in a really good position. You know, we've got an American team out there we're going to join up with, Daryl Jones Racing, and he's going to, you know, do our logistics around the 5 rounds. So it's a lot of travelling. It's in every corner of the state, you see.
Now, a lot of money involved, so you do need a team behind you and the sponsorship and all that is involved with that as well. So let's give credit to those people who've backed you. You know, this is not a cheap sport to take part in. So without this backing, you couldn't be doing this.
No, for sure. I mean, over the years, I've had a lot of really good sponsors from all over the country and even across the water. But now we'll go into America, you know, a lot of people... You know, it sounds good and will be good, I guess, but well, for sure, for me, it will be. But a lot of, you know, we've had a lot of new sponsors come on board too, which is great. But and even the people, you know, from the very start, that before the results, we were getting good results, that have still stuck by me. And now, you know, we're going places, I guess you can say.
So who are the team that you're going to be with?
So it's mainly, well, we'll be using the AMD Motorsport bikes from 2023. We'll also be getting another new bike as well for racing in America, and we'll have all their parts and stuff. So a lot of it's still the same, but a lot of it's funded, or, you know, our own team as well as AMD Motorsport. So it's kind of the both of us coming together to make things right, you know. But we have, I believe, you know, we have the best team, one of the best teams in the paddock, you know, with all the, you know, with my crew chief and mechanics. I 100% trust in them.
And how will this compare America with Britain? Are the races going to be much different?
They're very similar in their ways. You know, again, because a Superstock bike is, you know, it's a standard fuel tank. It holds, I think, 17, 18 litres. That'll only do half an hour, so you couldn't make a race any longer because obviously all bikes would run out of fuel. So it'll be very similar. We have different tyres over there. Obviously, the tracks are a lot different, so it's going to be a lot more learning for me. And the other side of it is it could be really hot over there, you know, could reach temperatures of 40 degrees. So us being here in Ireland, it's not what we're used to. So it will be, you know, something for me to adapt to, and it might be a struggle. But I think, you know, once I get the helmet on, I'll be fine.
I mean, it's a great opportunity. The first round of the Moto America Superstock 1000 Championships scheduled to take place in Alabama from the 17th to the 19th of May. And then you're going to be travelling around other parts of the States after that?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it goes, you know, from New Jersey right away over to California. So it is in every corner of the States.
And away from the actual bike, what sort of training do you have to do? You need to keep in pretty decent shape.
Definitely. I'd be doing, you know, try gym 2-3 days a week at least. Between a gym, Balbafay, and then mainly in Adam Spears and New Mills. And also be doing a lot of swimming, some running, and be out in the motocross bike. Try to be out every weekend. So I do try and get, you know, 7-8 training sessions a week, and just to, you know, just to keep in shape.
So this first year in the States, a little bit of a adventure. Like, how high are you going to set the bar for your own targets?
For me, I definitely want to be winning. That's why we go racing. It's really hard to tell, because it just, my biggest obstacle or hurdle to get over will be learning all the tracks. And I believe, you know, learning the tires, once I get a good feel of it after a day of riding, that'll be no issue. It's just how quick I can learn the tracks. So we're lucky in the Moto America Championship, they allow us to run our Superstock bikes within the Superbike races. So that'll allow us to get, you know, 2 to 3 more races every weekend, which, you know, it'll speed up. You know, more sessions means I can learn the track better, and that's also a separate, it's the Superbike Cup within, so it's a championship within the Superbike class, and so there'll be definitely plenty of track time. But I say just get the first round over and we'll know exactly where we are, and then you know, let the racing do the talking.
Yeah. And finally, just how many people will there be taking part in each race, and are there any other Irish personnel?
Not this year. There won't be any Irish. Last year there was Jeremy McWilliams from Northern Ireland. He done a lot of the championship, but don't think he's in it this year, so now it'll just be myself. And the races, there could be anywhere between 40 to 50 competitors in a class. So for, you know, grids that have, you know, 50 plus or even 40 plus, you have to qualify for the races, like BSB and everywhere. So you know, but I'm sure we won't have an issue qualifying.
And then there'll be so many points depending on where you finish in each race, and it's done over the whole series.
Yeah, so because five round championship, two races every weekend, so that's 10 races per year. So yeah, it's all, you know, race results, and it all adds up for a championship. So we'll see where we are at the end of the year then.
So for people listening in who want to maybe keep an eye on how you progress, will we be able to follow you on social media, or is there, I presume there'll be some footage of the big races coming out?
Oh, definitely. I mean, all my social medias will keep everyone up to date with race weekends reports and where we're heading to for the next round. It does be all live on TV on, so obviously there'll be American channels, but I'm sure plenty of the dodgy boxes, someone will be able to pick one up somewhere. And then also Moto America, they've got an app, you know, you can live stream or pay a subscription and watch everything live and timing and all that. So there'll be a big time difference. Normally people used to watch my races on Eurosport, you know, around 2-3 o'clock, but now it's going to be pushed back to maybe 8 or 9 o'clock, but might suit some people maybe.
So in conclusion, a great few months ahead, and no doubt you're really looking forward to it.
Definitely very excited for it. You know, it's been a big hard winter for all of us, just trying to get everything organised and get the sponsorship. And to be fair, I'm really lucky, you know, there's a lot of great people behind me, and everything's falling into place now, so I'm just ready to get going.
Great. Well, Richard, we wish you every success next year. Richard Kerr from Kilmacrenan, who is competing in the Moto America Superstock 1000 Championship this year, the first of the races getting underway in May.